Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's the program that brings you the best of the adult and mainstream film, television, and internet industries. Hi, I'm James Bartolet, and this is Inside the Industry. Hello, welcome to another broadcast. It's Wednesday, September 17th here. It's kind of a, well, not kind of, it really is a very sad day for us here in the industry, and with a very sad heart, I have to report about the passing away of a dear friend of ours in the industry. And she was a wonderful, not only performer, but producer and director. And she worked in mainstream. She worked for many years in the adult industry. And she was a Hall of Famer. Jessica James passed away at the age of 43. Yesterday. So our condolences go out to her family, her ex-husband, who is her business partner with Spizzu Network, and to everybody out there. The entire porn family is very saddened to hear of this passing away of Jessica James. We'll be talking to you some more about this in the news, and I just realized I did not bring the news segment with me tonight because it's devastating loss for everybody here. So hopefully I'll be able to put something here together. But we're very sad. I've invited everybody online, put an announcement out for people, if you have some fond memories of Jessica, please call in, and we'd love to hear from you. We're also supposed to be getting a call in, depending on how busy her schedule is over there on the East Coast, but Holly Hendricks is going to be calling in and plugging her dance, feature dance show that's going to be taking place on the East Coast this weekend. So make sure you go out and see Little Holly Hendricks. Will be feature dancing this weekend, and we'll have some more information about that in the news. Our phone number to call in is 323-203-0815, and I am waiting for Crystal. Crystal Rush is going to be joining me here in the studio tomorrow on Inside the Industry with James Bartolet. Rachel Cavalli, who is a beautiful and very talented MILF performer in the industry. She is going to be joining us in the studio tomorrow on Vivid Radio. That's Sirius XM channel 415. Also, another very sad death that really shocked a lot of us all over the world. And people, of course, that knew her, of course, in the industry. Rick Ocasek, lead singer from the super 80s group The Cars, passed away a few days ago. Very saddened about that. I was very fortunate to have met him on a couple of different occasions, and just the nicest guy. And we're very sad and send our condolences out to Rick Ocasek's family, of course. All right, let's break away for a commercial, and we're going to be back with a lot more right after this.
Hi, this is your girl, Dakota Sky, and I want you to stay tuned for more Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Save the date for Sunday, July 28th, for the opening night for Spearmint Rhino Torrance's Amateurs and Pros. Amateurs and Pros is the professional dancer auditions hosted by XXX stars and celebrity hosts Gianna Stilts Taylor, and James Bartolet. The auditions start at 10:30 p.m., and there's over $500 in cash prizes. Plus, the winner will also be featured in a special pictorial in Kittens Magazine. Sign up to be one of LA's hottest new dancers. Just text organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Remember, party packages are available, and you can pre-book your table now by going to spearmintrhino.com. The event is 21 and over with ID, and we will see you on Sunday, July 28th at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance for amateurs and pros. Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right. Enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by hotmovies.com.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Chi, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartholet.
VPN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updating news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news, with a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery from the latest movies being made, special events, industry performer profiles, and the latest entertainment news segments from AVN Live. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN really has it all. AVN will keep you coming back for more. The recent 2016 AVN Expo and an AVN Awards program that took place at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas was the place to see and be seen, and will be telecast on cable worldwide later this year. AVN.com really has it all, baby. What are you waiting for? Visit the site today at AVN.com.
Hello, this is Lauren Phillips, and you're listening to Inside the Industry.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
Welcome back. It's Inside the Industry. I'm your host, James Bartholet. And we are very fortunate to have back on the show with us. She's returned back from Florida, where she has been filming a lot of stuff and some very interesting things underwater. What is that all about? Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together for the beautiful star, Miss Crystal Rush. Hello, Crystal.
Oh, hello, James. You're in charge of this show, and I'm fine.
I love you're wearing kind of like James Groovy kind of glasses. I love those.
You know, I like to put some like head glasses or something to make you like little special.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me when you walked in, when we were at the commercial break, you were saying something about underwater. What is this underwater thing?
It's a new type of fetish. I don't know. Will tell about like more type of fantasy. Because, you know, sex underwater is kind of not possible, right?
Gia Vendetti did some scene like that.
Yes, but at the end it looked beautiful because, you know, like water make our...
What's it called? Mermaid sex?
Perhaps, but, you know, you need to clean the fish.
Just clean the fish. Clean your fish.
Especially if it's mermaid.
So who did you shoot these underwater things for?
I've been shooting with a girl, Spencer Burns. I need to check your name.
Girl's Way?
Yes. We just kiss and touch each other and fuck.
But what was the underwater thing for?
Yes. You just like keep your breath.
Yeah.
And like during this time, you try to like, I don't know, kiss each other, lick each other, and like sometimes touch each other.
So it was a girl-girl scene underwater.
Yes, exactly.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But didn't, I mean, it was a pool or the ocean?
Oh, of course it was a pool. Ocean could be more difficult.
Well, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Sharks. Yeah. It's going to be threesome. Wow.
Stop. Oh, my God. That's too much. Now, it's an underwater scene. Were there one or two scenes of these you did?
I did two, like...
Two scenes?
Yes, day by day. My face doesn't like it, but I guess I will see result and will be very happy.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is a very talented, not only performer, but a very talented actress as well. She's a very talented actress.
Yes, I do. Tell
so
me
what,
more.
So what was the plot line to this? The plot line. What was the theme of the scene, the underwater scene? Was it just two girls get in the pool and just start going for it, or?
Kind of yes. You know, like the idea was like just get in and have fun, and I'm like, okay, babe, let's go to have fun.
Who was the girl?
Her name is Spencer, and she's a new in this industry. But you know, for this kind of shoot, she seems like. Very professional because, you know, to don't want to kill each other underwater, like, and try to find some connect when you don't understand anything.
Like it's Thunderball Triple X.
You know, you're like a blind puppy because you cannot open your eyes and see anything, like just something like very blurry.
Yeah.
And like, you know, in this kind of circumstance, you have to find a way how to make it beautiful and kind of sexy. Wow.
Now, doesn't the pool chlorine kind of dry out a woman's vagina?
Actually, yes, that's why I prefer to do it, don't do some, like, boy-girl stuff in there.
Yeah.
But some girls do. Yeah. And, yes, from that part of this, it's not that right.
Yeah.
But it's, again, like, if you want to do this fantasy, you can do this.
Very good.
Or to, like, take it or leave it, like, that's what...
You go out to Florida quite a bit. What is the difference between filming in Florida and filming in California, Crystal Rush?
You know, in Florida, I am always wet because it's fucking humidity. And
okay.
And, you know, actually the same. It's the same people. Location looks same, but like maybe more green around.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I like both places to have shoot and like all companies, all teams I've been work with. And like it's super cool guys. And like, fuck, I'm so happy to
be there. Now, you joined us over at Exotica for a little bit. We have the Exotica coming up in New Jersey next month. Next month is going to be crazy because we've got Night Moves, October 10th through the 13th, with the awards on the 13th. Then we have my big birthday party that's going to be at Adults Only, which is an incredible nightclub spot. This is like the place to be in Hollywood right now. The front of it looks like an old adult bookstore.
Yeah.
And then you go inside past the racks of VHS, porn movies and regular mainstream movies. And then you go into the back through a curtain, like in an old video store, like you're going to the adult section.
And it opens up. You find some secret room?
Yeah, you find this big cavernous room.
Yay.
So it's really, we have got so many great things planned. It's going to be an 80s theme on there. And that's going to be on October 19th. Five lucky fans are going to get a chance to join all of the stars for this big star-studded birthday party.
Yay! Guys, don't miss a chance.
Yes, write into james@galaxypublicity.com. My actual birthday is going to be on the 10th, but I'll be out in Tampa. And then September 25th, 26th, 27th, we are going to be in New Jersey, in Edison, New Jersey, for the Exotica 2019 in New Jersey. A lot of stars will be there. Crystal Rush, a lot of people would like to know, are you going to be there?
Oh, I planning to go, like previous year.
Okay.
So we will see, but I will do my best to go there because I never been in New Jersey, in New York State, and like,
wow,
yeah,
see, really?
I still keep it like a dessert for myself, you know, like I've been like in Miami, I have been in California, almost everywhere in a few different states, but I never been in New York. And you know, like, I know America just by this, like, yeah, movies and everything we have, and like, of course I want to go there and see everything around.
Well, we're going to take some, if you come out there, you're going to come out with me and the girls, and we're going to go around on the town Sunday night.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, show
That'll
me around.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it's pretty
You'll
cool.
love it. You'll absolutely love it. And I know you folks are going to love it as well. We are giving away 5 free tickets to go to the Exotica Expo. Just write into james@galaxypublicity.com. That's james@galaxypublicity.com. Put Exotica Expo contest in the header. Next Wednesday night, we are doing a live broadcast from Spearmint Rhino in Torrance. That's going to be next Wednesday, the 25th. Please come down and join us from 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to have some really cool giveaways for the fans when they come down during the live broadcast. And you'll get in for free. Just tell them you're there for the Inside the Industry taping, and you'll get in free, and you get to watch us do our live show and maybe participate and say hello to all your friends while you're live on the air. We have some adult stars that will be down there on the air with us. And that is at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance next Wednesday. We're also going to be doing a special tribute to Jessica James that night as well, because Jessica used to come down to all of our events that we had with Spearmint Rhino and Dames and Games and Blue Zebra. And once again, our condolences go out to Jessica James' family. We are all very, very sad about that. But we're opening up the phone lines right now. And you can call in if you have a very nice, fond memory of Jessica that you want to share with us on the air. Please do so. It's 323-203-0815. Let's say hello to everybody in the chat room, our dedicated chat room, which is at adultdvdtalk.com. And also to everybody that's watching us on Facebook Live right now on the LA Talk Radio page. You get to see
you know,
Crystal in all of her glory. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stand up so they could get a good look at you, because this is one of the most...
Some people in my online...
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at how... Look at how beautiful this woman is. God. Do you go to the gym every day or what? How do you keep that body?
Yes, I'm a fucking gym trainer. And
what? Like, you fucking gym? Gym train. Who?
Gym. Yo,
oh, you train. Go to the gym and work out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I can train you if you want.
Oh, are you a trainer? Like Riley Steele? You could train people?
Yes, I can do a bunch of things with people. And I can train them too. Yes.
And scene. Boom. Yeah. All right. Let's take our first call here. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Mr. DVD from Cleveland, Ohio. How you doing?
Hello, Mr. DVD. Say hello to Crystal Rush.
How you doing, Crystal?
Hello.
You're very beautiful. You have a really sexy voice. You always have like one of those jack off kind of like voices, to, you know, video type of thing, you know.
It's sweet exactly for, yeah.
Okay, she does.
Thank you so much.
Have you ever done a jack off video before?
A JOI.
Yes, I did it, and like you can order some custom JOI for yourself, like especially for you, and like I tell you everything you want and dream about. So just like follow me and send me message about.
Is that on your OnlyFans, sweetheart?
Yes, sure. You can go to my OnlyFans. It's like Crystal Rush 187, and like
Crystal Rush 187.
Wait a second.
I went ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say that I feel really bad about Jessica James passing away too. She really. I mean, some of her scenes that I've seen are really good. Like. Playtimevideo.com, they have two of her scenes, and they do like a jack off video. They're the world largest J O on the internet. They have two of her videos on there. They're very good. Ron is the one that films it, and he does a really splendid job on with the girls mm-hmm. and how to do the J.O. thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what his professional is. It's like playtimevideo.com. And if you actually order it now, there's a special going on, like $68 for like six videos. And you could use like the code NDS. And you'll get like
Mr. DVD, it sounds like you're doing
off.
A commercial for them.
Yeah, send me check before,
oh,
please.
No. I was just making a mention that when she had that sexy voice, I just...
Oh, yeah.
It's like really...
Well,
it's
you know
just
what?
Like J.O. type
good,
of thing.
This is another example
but,
I'm giving about promoting the girls is going to their OnlyFans and buying their scenes, you know? We need to do that.
Yeah, but... I understand that I was reading something about you, Crystal. I mean, you were intrigued to like into porn since you're like 15 years old. Is
no.
that true?
I've been watching porn since I have a 15 years old, and like I've been thinking about. But of course, I didn't do anything like in that movie when I have a 15 years old.
No. Of course, we don't talk about people that age watching porn.
In this age, you only can see some dreams and have some wishes. That's all.
Yeah. You had like an article on the ABN website, and I was just reading about it, and they mentioned it on their site. So that's why I was kind of a little, I was just, you know, questioning, and I was just wondering if...
You know, all teenagers are watching porn, and so, yeah, maybe it's not so right, but... it's not possible to hide some DVD from, like, so fucking sneaky kids.
Duh. That's true. Duh. That's what I wrote on Facebook. Duh. That means yes in Russian. That's all the Russian I know. That and Putin my dick where it doesn't belong. All right, Mr. DVD. Thanks for calling in tonight, buddy.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right. Now, don't forget we have got our show tomorrow. That's on Sirius XM. And that's Channel 415. Rachel Cavalli is going to be in the studio with us. And I don't know if Crystal's available. Crystal can come on there, too.
When? What?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow for Vivid Radio.
So, yeah, why not? Maybe.
Yeah, if you're not busy.
No, I'm not busy. You know, since I left my cosmetologist, like next couple days, I'm totally free because I just can do radio, not video. You know, to be beautiful, you need to do a lot of horrible stuff.
Everybody, does she not look beautiful? Come on, she really does. This is a very, very beautiful woman.
Yes, I am. Thank you. But tell me more. Just tell me every day how hot I am.
Wow. You have the most gorgeous eyes and cute little adorable little nose and sexy lips, vivacious, beautiful round breasts that defy gravity, beautiful slim hips, waist, beautiful ass, wonderful meaty, delicious vagina.
Damn,
delicious
I want to fuck myself right now.
That part. There she goes. All right, Crystal, if you could travel to go film, what country would you want to film in?
So interesting. Of course, I will go somewhere to Croatia. There is beautiful views and like everything's so cool. Netherlands?
Netherlands?
Yes. You know, like when it's like something like autumn and it's again like some views, some like rocks. And like just make sex in the nature.
Wow. I think it's interesting you're not mentioning like a South Sea island or something, like Bali or something.
What you can see in the Bali? Just the ocean and sands. You know, to have sex in the sand?
Yeah, right? Sand.
Yes. It's the same like sex underwater. Maybe, yes, it looks cool. It's kind of fantasy because of, like, sex on the beaches.
And you get
yeah.
the sand inside
but
you.
Goddamn, yeah. yes, it's totally uncomfortable. It's totally not satisfying.
So, have you fucked on the beach?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Well, maybe we could do that tonight. And scene. There you go.
Mermaid, wait me. I come into you.
Oh, see, now that would be a great scenario. You would be a mermaid that flops up onto, gets washed up under the shore.
And you catch her for a tail, like, bands, bands.
And I'm a fisherman, and I catch you. And you're like, I want to become human. So the only way to do it is to have sex on the beach. And then we would have sex.
Just suck this life out.
That part. That, what she just said. Yeah. Okay. We've got some great movies that are going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks because we're down to the deadline here for movies to qualify for AVN and XBiz. So look for some big features, some big parodies that are going to be coming out, like Love Emergency from Adam and Eve and Captain Marvel XXX from Axel Braun and Wicked Pictures. And I want to say... Also, I've just been talking to my good friend, Mr. Eli Samara. We're going to be doing a porn movie film festival at his theaters down in San Diego. But I just talked to him, and we're going to be doing the premiere for Captain Marvel XXX up here in Hollywood. So that we're going to let people know about that. It's going to be in October. It's going to be very exciting.
I love October. Like, it's perfect month. So many things happen.
Yeah.
For example, I was born, you was born in October. Like, oh my God. Like,
when is your birthday?
October 5th.
October 5th. So yours is coming up sooner. So I'll be around here in town. Yeah. So we'll do something. Mine's on the 10th. We've got a lot of people that their parents got busy around Valentine's Day, didn't they? Mm. When you figure it out. Time-wise, yeah.
But Valentine's Day, it's not...
The babies were conceived around Valentine's Day. And that's why they were born in October.
Oh, my God. I get it. I'm not so dumb. Fuck, it's so cool.
Yeah. I saw that on that episode of Into the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman. I just figured out the math on that. Okay. All right. Who is on here? We've got a lot of people on here today in the chat room in Facebook there. Hi. We've got Crystal Rush here in the studio with us. It's going to break away for a commercial break. When we come back, we got so much more stuff to talk to you about. By the way, before we go to commercial break, I want to tell everybody to go and check out Playboy Plus. This is the new inception of Playboy online every month. And there's some great stars that are on there. Go to Playboy Plus and also check out the new issue of Playboy Magazine. Kylie Jenner is in Playboy Magazine. You want to check that out. Okay, we're going to be back with a lot more right after this.
Ready for some real hot summer fun? Then come join us at the Blue Zebra in North Hollywood for the opening night for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling, where adult stars and dancers compete for cash prizes. The date is Saturday, August 3rd, and the matches are at midnight, 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. And Blue Zebra in North Hollywood is 18 and over with ID. The address is 6872 Farmdale Avenue in North Hollywood. So come down and join us on Saturday, August 3rd for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling. Hot Summer Fights. Come and join us for Caliente Cage Rage at Dames and Games in Van Nuys at 14626 Raymer Street in Van Nuys, California, 21 and over with ID. The full contact topless girl fights are so popular, and people come from all over Southern California to come and join us for the Caliente Cage Rage events. The event is hosted by Gianna Stilts Taylor and James Bartolet, and there's over $1,000 in cash prizes. There's two matches starting at 10:30 and again at midnight. And ladies, if you would like to be in the next Caliente Cage Rage event, all you have to do is text fight organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Come and join us at Dames and Games. It's a great place to bring your friends and have a great night that you'll remember for a long time. That's Caliente Cage Rage at Dames and Games in Van Nuys. See you there.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you're listening to Inside the Industry.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at AdamandEve.com.
Welcome back. It's Inside the Industry. Hello, hello, hello. Yes. And don't forget, next Wednesday, we're going to be doing a live radio broadcast from Spearmint Rhino in Torrance from 7 to 9 p.m. We have some other Matt is doing his show, and now we drink. That's going to be from, I think, 10 to 11 or 10 to 12. And then we have the beautiful girls that are dancing in there and lots of fun contests. I believe we're doing our amateur and pro contests that night. So a lot of fun. That's in Dames, that's at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance next Wednesday. Also, don't forget, if you go to hotmovies.com tonight after the broadcast, put in the promo code INSIDE. Simple to remember because you're watching and listening to Inside the Industry. Put in the promo code INSIDE and you get to watch 20 free minutes of whatever you want at hotmovies.com. All right. We're dedicating our show tonight to our dear friend, the wonderful Miss Jessica James. If you have any fond memories, whether you're a fellow performer or a fan, that just wants to remember Jessica James, call in right now. It's 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. We've got so much stuff coming up. Crystal Rush's birthday is going to be on the 5th. Mine's on the 10th of October. We've got Night Moves coming up, and you can still vote for Night Moves by going to nightmovesonline.com or nightmoves.com. .xxx. If you are somebody that can vote for pre-noms for AVN or XBiz, the deadline is just a week and a half away, so I would hurry up and get those in. I talked to Peter Warren earlier, and he said, please tell everybody on the radio tonight, if you're going to get your pre-noms, then don't wait until the last minute. It seems like people always wait to the last minute to get their prenoms in for AVN and for XBiz. Don't wait to the last minute. Get those in now. Look at that. She's so excited about that. She's rushing.
Yeah. I start to break something.
Sorry. Were you playing with it sexually?
Yeah, it's remind me the deacon. That's why I always try to open my mouth.
Love it. Anything this woman says, she could read the phone book and it would give you a boner, you know? That part. All right. Our phone number to call in is 323-203-0815. We'd love to hear from you. Okay. Something about sound went out on Facebook. Okay. It's reloading. Okay. Is it up now? Okay. Is it up now? It should be up, especially if you're listening to Crystal.
Who we are without internet? Oh, my God.
I know. It is. This is so crazy. I was looking back, and I've been in the industry 20 years now, and I was thinking when I first got in, the internet was not as big as it was. We didn't have social media.
Yeah, we even didn't understand, like, for what we needed to, yes, to get some information.
I think we had
like,
MySpace.
Wikipedia, fuck, yeah, it was exactly what we needed for.
Yeah.
And so what's happened now? Oh, my God, tons of porn just
people
like,
are so, just, it's, this is crazy, you know. We're tied to our phone.
Yeah, so you know, like, I've been on my shoot in Miami, and I forgot my charger, like, sometimes it's happened with
a lot
of people.
And that put you in a bad mood.
No, I wasn't in a bad mood, but you know, like, I'm like, oh, finally, I have one day, like, to, like, leave it and, like, just feel free from. And, you know, every 15 minutes, my body noticed me, like, I need to take it. I need to take it. And, you know, like, fuck, it's, like, it's horrible obsession. Like, I don't know, kind of, like,
how many
equal
you
to drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. How many folks of you guys out there are so addicted and tethered to your telephone? I mean, it's almost like we need to take one day and not have our cell phones, or even if you could just do a half day. I know people are busy and they're working and stuff, but just take one morning, go out for a nice walk, walk your dog, go take a walk yourself.
You know, it was a social experiment about, like five or more people, they put there in like some private rooms each. Mm-hmm. Like, separate, and take away everything, like laptops, phones, everything. Like, you can do whatever you want, to like, drive, like, dance, so, I don't know, sing the song. Like, try to do something, but about, like, five or some days, only one person can survive, like, till 5 days or 6 days. Because everyone else just, like, start to complain, struggling, someone get depression, and even hysterical, like, so, like, just 5 days. It's nothing.
Yes.
But people can't handle it. Cannot handle it.
They cannot handle it. I actually remember having a conversation with the late Jessica James about this, about the cell phones, because we were at AVN and her phone kept ringing, and or she was getting a message and it was turned to that. And I go, can you put that phone down just for a minute? And she goes, no, I've got a business. I'm a businesswoman. I have to do that. I understand that, but sometimes
it's become obsession.
Got to put that phone down. She goes, you know, you're absolutely right, because it feels like me and my phone are connected.
It puts some roots inside your body. You know?
And I mean, it's so insane how we have become slaves to this technology.
Yeah, of course, because it makes us dumbest than we are. Because, for example, 20 years ago, to know some information, you need to keep it in your head. Mm-hmm. So you read the book and you need to memorize everything to know it. So now, if you need to get some information, you just need to say, okay, Google. And maybe my phone, everyone can hear it.
Yeah.
And so, and that's it. So, and our brains stop to be like strong. Mm-hmm. So they become lazy because, why I need to remember about? So like Google helps me always. That's just true. Why we are so like miserable when we don't have our Google under hand.
That's true. Let's take another call here right now. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's up, James? It's Aaron.
Hello, Aaron. How are you? Good to hear from you, my friend. How's everything?
Good. I'm doing good, brother. How you doing, Crystal?
Hello. I'm fine. How are you?
So my thing about using the phone, I use my phone. I'm kind of really tethered to my phone because I do a lot of stuff with analytics because I work with high school kids wrestling and football.
Uh-huh.
So I'm always tethered to my phone, like when it comes to like stats and stuff like that, or doing algorithms to help my wrestlers get better on the match.
That's why you're at work. What about when you're not at work, though?
Yes, it's like different when you have like some like relaxed time.
I can say it's 50-50 when I'm not at work, because a lot of times like if I'm going to the beach, I probably do leave my phone in the car. But if I'm like at home and there's nothing on TV, I'm just on Twitter scrolling, or just listening to music or on Facebook. Or I'm getting ready to go to bed, I'll watch Crystal Rush's scene.
Okay. Touche. Yeah, now you can see like how like close to each other we go along with our phones. Yeah, so yes, from one hand, yes, it's super cool because by our phones and internet and everything, we can say hello to each other, right? Hello.
Hello.
Yes. But from other
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, and I say like, but from other hand, sometimes I can say hello to you only through my phone and never can see you in the person. So,
and I think a lot of performers always have their cell phones, right? And they're always filming little content things all the time.
Yeah, for example, even right now, I'm doing some stream on Instagram and people can see me talking to you and talking all that bullshit I tell you right
now. That bullshit?
Yes, listen, my bullshit fucking bastard.
You gotta love it.
Crystal, you are amazing.
Thank you.
She's a very sexy woman.
And I actually just recently watched your brand new scene for Curve Mom.
Oh, thank you. No, it's Perv like my Mom. Yeah, it's my favorite genre. You know, like Perv Mom POV.
That's
it's
your like genre.
Genre, ma. Yes, genre.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And like, yeah, I kind of. I'm always very perv, very horny stepmom. And I think I fucked already like all stepsons and stepdaughters, what I around like 100 miles around.
When we first met, you were doing the scene where you're playing my wife and then you fucked.
Yes, I fucked your son.
My son. Stepson.
Yeah, you stopped my career like a very, very perv. Stepmom.
And this woman was making so much noise, we had to close all the windows and the doors because she's like, da, da, yeah.
Rossiya.
Very vocal when she has sex. Have you noticed that about her?
Yeah, I'm
so. Yeah, she, you can tell like when you watch Crystal's scene, like she says, fuck me harder. She's intimidating, but she gives that. She just like, okay, damn, make you want to work harder. But she is like,
show me what you got. Yeah. Just show me what you got.
We got to get you a sex toy. We got to get you one of the new toys that are out.
I want her to get a
flashlight. Doll.
That's why I'm waiting on her. Well, so I could be her black. I could pretend to be her black stepson.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I can get punished for acting out of school, get suspended.
Well, have you heard...
Yeah, I will punish you very well.
Have you heard about the 3V Strokers that come out from 1AM Doll Pleasure Products USA? These are talking strokers. They have a new wave of these that are coming up, and I know Crystal is on the list to be on there to get a toy. The new wave is going to include Cindy Starfall, Dakota Sky, and Callie Roses. And this thing, Kimberly Chi has one that's very, very popular. Sarah J has one that's very popular. And you put your dick in it, and then it you hear the girl's voice.
So I will suck you and talk to you in the same time. You like never lose connection with me. Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be
always hard? In your
See, Crystal, phone. Even when you talk normal, it's like you're fucking somebody.
I like that.
It does. Like James, have you ever like, when you talk to her like normally off camera and off Facebook stuff, have you ever really noticed like when you talk to her, it's like she's fucking you with her voice and making you like you coming in your place.
I already came.
No, I think in real life I talk more simple and more rude. I will tell.
Yeah, and your English is getting much better now.
I train myself. I always train my mouth, my tongue, and like my throat to move all together in the right direction to give me the exactly the same sound I want.
I love that.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
She's amazing. I just want to have her or hold her to myself and not let anyone else have her.
Stand up and take a bow, baby. Ooh, sexy. Yes.
Yeah, and her body, and Crystal, your body is banging. It's like every time you come on James' show, your body just comes back 10 times better than it was before.
And the rest of us are coming, too.
Thank you, guys. So nice from you to tell me everything of this. Meow.
Meow. You like this?
Meow. My pussy say yes. Meow.
She's adorable. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. All right. Take care.
No problem. Y'all have a good night. Hey.
Ciao.
All right. We have got some wonderful fans here, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. They're so kind and funny. And, like, they understand my perfect English. It's very important to me.
Your perfect English.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. I'll go with that. I'm not going to argue. All right. Our phone number to call in is 323-203-0815. All right. And let's see here. Let's go. I don't think I've got the new listing here. We did tell you, Holly Hendricks is going to be feature dancing, and that's going to be this weekend. Hold on a second. I'll pull this up. Do we have it on here? Please tell me I've got this on here. Do I have that info? No, I don't. But go to Holly's website or to my site, Twitter page, I mean, and we have the information where Holly Hendricks is going to be dancing at this weekend. All right, and somebody just corrected me on this. The Night Moves Awards has finished their voting, they said, but the award show is going to be on the 13th. We are giving a chance for a lucky listener or viewer to win a free ticket to go to the Fan Fest, which will be on the 12th, or to the award show on the 13th in Tampa, Florida. Write into James at galaxypublicity.com. Put in Night Moves contest for that contest. Let's see. Oh, did you know about this, Crystal? Bang Brothers has acquired pornwikileaks.com. And that was the site that was putting out all of our personal information. And they acquired that site, and then they incinerated all of the hard drives that had all the information. So now if you go to that site, there's like no information about us on there.
So of course you need to like wipe the shit you leave after like some falls. So they did it exactly like what.
That's perfect. And we're very glad they did that.
Yeah, sometimes like things happen and sometimes people like made a mistake. So like, just clean after yourself like quickly.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yes.
Let me see. Let's do the AVN Top 10 Sales and Rentals for this month of September. Crystal, you read those out for us, please.
Top sales.
Yeah, coming at number one.
It's Clear, Private Banker, Mark Dorcel, and Wicked Pictures. Second one, it's Lesbian House Hunters, 19. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend Films and Girlfriend Distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Third one is a Lesbian Crime Stories number 4, Girlfriend's Film. Number 4, He Loves Me in Plaid Skirts and Panties, Wicked Pictures. Number 5, Jules Jordan's Three Ways, Jules Jordan's Jordan Videos. I'm sorry, dude. It's so complicated for me sometimes to move my tongue for in the right way. Okay,
oh God, yeah.
Go next. Okay, next one, 6. Ultimate Fuck Toy, Gianna Dior. Oh my God, it's gonna be hot. Jules Jordan video. Number 7, My First Interracial 15. Black mm-hmm. Puss Distribution. Number 8, Closer to My Stepdaughter. Hey, so close to me. Girls Way Production, Girlfriend Distribution. Number 9, Mom Teach Sex 19. Nubile Films, Pulse Distribution. Number 10, Still Horny, Girls Way Production, Girlfriends Distribution.
Very good. And now we have the Hot Movies Did You Know segment. Let's give a couple of Did You Know facts about some of the stars you may or may not know. And you can find more 24 hours a day, 365 days a year by going to hotmovies.com. Charity Crawford decided to homeschool for the first for the final 2 years of high school. Through industry contacts, Reagan Fox met and befriended popular starlet Jodie West and got her start performing with her studio, Forbidden Fruit Films. And they do a lot of that MILF stuff, a lot of the stepmoms and stuff with the stepsons or the stepdaughters. Have you worked for Forbidden yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, but not yet is the operative word.
Look at me, like, I'm a perfect stepmom who, like, gonna fuck every stepdaughter and sons.
Yes. And our final Did You Know segment for Hot Movies. Prior to her work in the adult industry, Avi Love worked as a lifeguard at Mandalay Bay on the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
She's so... I guess I have worked with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so nice and tiny. But wow, strong.
Yes. Okay, I'm talking.
Sometimes people can surprise us.
Yeah.
And it's so good when it's a good way.
True. All right, we're gonna see. We got a special guest who's gonna call in here in just a second. I just told her to call in. All right. We'll just wait for this call that's gonna come in. This young lady. Still waiting for Holly to call in. She's going to plug her show. Maybe she'll do that tomorrow on our...
She's going
to
plug what?
Holly is feature dancing. And this young lady, who's hopefully going to be calling in here in just a second, is also feature dancing this month.
Mm.
So she could plug her feature dance. And she just did a show up in Fresno.
Woohoo,
so
guys.
We're going to hear from her.
Some features coming.
Oh, there's a lot
Stay
of girls
tuned.
Feature dancing. Yeah, yeah. Who else? Elsa Jean is feature dancing this weekend also. Oh. We've got a lot of girls are getting out feature dancing. Crystal, have you thought about that yet, about feature dancing? I know we've talked about
it. No, I didn't think about, because why I need to think about or do it or not. I did it once here in the, what I can say.
But not feature dancing. You were just a house dancer.
No, I did a feature dance.
Oh, you did?
Yes, in Pittsburgh. Virginia State.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I did it there once. And so it was like cool, fun, and like crazy drunk. But
now, what was that, with the new tits or with the old tits?
Oh, it's new one. And yes. It's just, I, you know, like, I wasn't expected. And it was like my first time I come into Miami. And like before Miami, I made this step and there in Pittsburgh. Yes.
I've got to ask you this. I've never asked a girl about this before. But when you get that boob job done and you get back up on stage and you start working that pole and stuff, do you find your equilibrium's pulled off a little bit because you're a little heavier up on top?
You know, I'm not professional like pole dancer, and like to improve my acting, I need just a month, okay?
Yeah.
But so, you know, now I think like since I get my new boobs, I get some balance between like my parts, because you know, like I have a butt, and my butt, yes, it's not super big, it's like natural one, but it's still like big enough and kind of heavy.
Yeah.
So now I have like balance from the other side and like kind of equal. And you know, like it's just the boobs. It's not like some, I don't know, like bag with potato or something like this, which is you put in your bag. But, you know, it's just like two.
A bag of potatoes?
Yeah, yes, it's just two pieces of nice titties, like with silicone or like wherever, but so.
Isn't
like
that
it's
wild?
Just the titties. Wow. And it's the most important to have a strong hand and strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you need to hold not your titties, you need to hold all your body.
Yeah.
And like plus some like couple pounds, like for someone like more pounds. But anyway, like so.
Yeah.
To kind
now,
of
it. When you get a boob job, you do have to wait for a while before performing too.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah. Because any surgery you did, you have to wait. You have to give it time for your body, especially why? Because you use anesthesia, you use some type of antibiotics. Anyway, some person cut your body with some special knife.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's a stress for the body. Yes, because in that moment you've been sleeping and you don't remember anything. But it doesn't mean what your body didn't remember anything. So, like, you have to help yourself from inside always.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter you do surgery or not. Like, just first of all, like get better. Mm-hmm. And then you can even jump with parachute without parachute. It's your choice.
Jump in a parachute.
With no parachute, yeah.
With no parachute, because your boobs will just help you float down. Oh, my God, you're incredible. All right, let's break for a breakaway for another commercial break, and we'll be back to take your calls right after this.
Well, hello, hello, baby. This is your lovely Misty Stone, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Barcelona.
Hi, this is your girl, Dakota Sky, and I want you to stay tuned for more Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hi, this is Priya Rai, and you're listening to Inside the Industry.
Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus. And enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right. Enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by HotMovies.com.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Chi, and you are listening to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
Hey guys, this is Holly Hendricks, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with the one and only James Barthelet.
Save the date for Sunday, July 28th, for the opening night for Spearmint Rhino Torrance's Amateurs and Pros. Amateurs and Pros is the professional dancer auditions hosted by XXX stars and celebrity hosts Gianna Stilts Taylor and James Bartolet. The auditions start at 10:30 p.m. and there's over $500 in cash prizes. Plus, the winner will also be featured in a special pictorial in Kittens Magazine. Sign up to be one of LA's hottest new dancers. Just text organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Remember, party packages are available, and you can pre-book your table now by going to spearmintrhino.com. The event is 21 and over with ID, and we will see you on Sunday, July 28th at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance, for Amateurs and Pros.
Hi, I'm Luna Star, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updating news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news, with a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery from the latest movies being made, special events, industry performer profiles, and the latest entertainment news segments from AVN Live. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN really has it all. AVN will keep you coming back for more. The recent 2016 AVN Expo and an AVN Awards program that took place at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas was the place to see and be seen, and will be telecast on cable worldwide later this year. AVN.com really has it all, baby. What are you waiting for? Visit the site today at AVN.com.
Ready for some real hot summer fun? Then come join us at the Blue Zebra in North Hollywood for the opening night for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling, where adult stars and dancers compete for cash prizes. The date is Saturday, August 3rd, and the matches are at midnight, 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., and Blue Zebra in North Hollywood is 18 and over with ID. The address is 6872 Farmdale Avenue in North Hollywood. So come down and join us on Saturday, August 3rd for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling.
Hey, this is Riley Steele, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartlett.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at AdamandEve.com.
Hi, this is Emmy Reyes, and you're listening Inside the Industry with James Bartlett. DVD!
That's her new big hit song that's called Pay Attention. That's topping the charts out there in the UK right now. And it's starting to get a lot of attention here in the United States as a big club hit. It's called Pay Attention. And it's from former Ebony adult film star Jasmine Webb. I think you met Jasmine before. Busty gal. Really cool. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I met like Jasmine J from Great Britain, but...
From Britain?
Yes, but a different woman, I guess.
Jasmine Webb.
No, it's a different one.
Okay. You can't keep track, so many. Do you remember all of the people that you've done scenes with? I know that's a lot to ask.
You know, it's not a lot to ask. From one hand, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I remember all faces I've been shot with, but
really good.
But you know, like ask the names or like maybe like when it was about names. Totally no. Sometimes
she comes with her own sound effects, folks. Yeah.
Yeah, I have mine own, and you know, like sometimes you met the person and you know, like you had a shoot with together and like. Fuck, your name is, yes, it's you. Yeah, I'm so glad to see you, sweetie. And I don't care what is your name. So, like, but it's fine because, like, so many people, like, just passing by and, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I remember all faces I've been fucked.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's a talent to be able to remember that.
You know, I don't have, like, so many scenes like to don't remember this. For example, when I've been shooting in Europe, there's like just a few guys
mm-hmm.
who like regular porn actress in that time when I was shooting in Budapest or Prague or something. And you know, sometimes like, oh, I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like in Russia, it's like two or three guys at all, and like that's that's all we have. Yes, and like how to get in is like nobody knows, and like some like very strange and private way. Maybe I don't know. It's like you need to do some like different type of sex before like you can get in. I don't know. And like here, like yes, it's little more, but anyway, we still have like some kind of guys who shoot constantly.
Yeah.
And it's like all the time the same faces.
Well, there is a reason why. You're bringing up a very good point. There's a reason why, and I've had fans ask me about this, why do we always see the same people in these scenes?
The same penises.
Because we're the people that can do this sex. This is not... A lot of people think, oh, this is so easy, you're just fucking.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck beautiful girls and get paid for. No. Forget about. You cannot fuck beautiful girls and get paid about. It's work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we need to satisfy the director, production, and you guys. And first of all,
can you stay hard? Can you be intimate with another person in a crowd full of, in a room full of complete strangers?
Yeah, and this person can be not too friendly to you, for example.
And a lot of times this crew, they could give a fuck who you are. They don't care. They're just there doing their job. And they're probably sitting on their phone playing Angry Bird. And they're just going, okay, let's hurry up. I got to get home so, right now.
Yeah. Well, give me a loop. I need to put on my pussy, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're not yet? Okay. I can wait it for you. Yeah, of course, like, nobody waiting for, like, oh, you don't pay attention for me. Of course, I'm not with on date with you. Like, so, dude, like, you just my co-worker.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fall in love with you. Yeah, sometimes it's happened, like, some, like, romantic stories about, like, girls and boys, like, they, like, find each other, like, get married and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, like, first of all...
That's very rare.
Yes, and first of all, we come here, like, to do the product.
Right.
Good product. And if I start to... Oh my God, you're so nice. Fuck. It's not the right way. Like, yes, you're so nice, but fuck, let's fuck. Let's do it like in the proper way.
Remember, we're actors and we're recreating a scene, making a fantasy.
Yeah, and I don't have to care about like you have a bad mood today because like your girlfriend didn't suck you well on this morning. Yeah, yeah, it's not of my problem. Please, like, stay hard, be smile, and like fuck me. And I try to do the same, be wet without lubricant.
Good point. Crystal Rush is a great example of a woman who's not only very beautiful, but very talented, a great actress, a great performer.
And very rude.
And also very... No, you're not.
Say it. No. Okay.
But she's very professional work ethic. And she always has a very positive attitude when she's on the set. That's a great testament to you.
You know, I expect the same respect, and just why my attitude like this. So, like, I will be smile, like, I do my work well, even, like, I don't know, like, if my mood is not so well. Mm-hmm. Because, like, after these people start to tell about me, like, what I am good performer, and, like, they want to work me again, because, like, I don't bring problem, I bring nice product. So,
yeah.
And, like, and they know, like, it's easy. And, like, more, like, I don't know, faster to do work with people who do it, like, properly.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. You've got to have, no matter what you do.
Yeah, it's not just about, work, like, fucking.
You've
got
to
like,
have a positive attitude when you get to work.
Yeah, it's
you
whatever.
Can't just skate through it, you know. And I've noticed that with younger people, you know, they just kind of have a laissez-faire attitude about stuff. And they're just kind of coasting.
And you know, like, all people ask you
and
how...
You can't do that.
And you know, all people ask you, how are you? But nobody wants to have the deal with how are you.
Yeah.
So, like, just, like, keep your shit together and don't show it to everyone, like, mm-hmm. in the bad way.
When Crystal Rush is not performing, is not traveling from coast to coast, what does Crystal like to do?
Oh, you know, just like a few days ago, I get this question in my Instagram, and like, you know, it's been like a very interesting question because I just like looking back in my past, mm-hmm. and if I didn't start to do porn, probably I would stay in my country, and probably I would stay in the place where I don't have to stay, and probably mm-hmm. I become a crime.
You'd become a crime?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Criminal woman.
You would have been a crook?
Yeah, granddaughter of Putin.
Wow. Oh my God. That is. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so like everyone called like criminal people were like upstairs. Like,
well,
so.
I'm glad that you're in porn. We're keeping you out of jail.
Yes.
That part.
Yes.
Oh my God. Wow, that is crazy.
Look at me, like, you know, like a lot of people want to, I don't know, like broke my nose just because the way I am.
Wow.
So yeah, why not to become crime?
So porn is keeping you off the streets.
I would not say it's about like out the streets, mm-hmm. but porn keep me, bring me to other way, because like everything I met on my way that time,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of a void of the law.
Yeah.
And all your life, if you do something what make you avoid the law,
mm-hmm.
bring you to criminal.
Oh,
right.
Interesting.
So.
That's very, very interesting.
Yeah, and like a person who jump in adventure without thinking sometimes, and you know, when you're young and super passionate, you know, like when you're 20 years old, you feel super brave, you feel immoral, and you think like nobody can, nothing can broke you. And sometimes you do some like stuff what like can give you a lot of danger. Right,
wow.
Right. Like so, and I've been exactly in the same, in the right place to get it.
Wow.
In the right mood, in the right circumstance, in the right place. So
very good.
Probably, yes, I will be the criminal element.
I've got a fan asking, sending a message over here to us, wanted to know, does Crystal Rush play video games? He thought he saw you in one of those gamer chat rooms. Have you ever played video games, or do you play video games?
I never been in some chat rooms. It wasn't me for sure.
Uh-huh.
But I like to play in Tekken 5. And
Which one?
Tekken 5. It's kind
Tekken 5?
Yes, it's kind of Mortal Kombat, Tekken 5. It's like fighting.
Oh.
Yes, it's a lot of
so like...
So like
that Liam Neeson movie?
Taken? I have no idea what it is. Yes,
oh.
Taken.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like a lot of like different character, woman, man, like some woods or I don't know, monsters, whatever. And they like fight between each other like Mortal Kombat. Yes, the same game I love. And also I like to play like Need for Speed Underground or like last one. I don't remember because I don't have anything to play right now. Please send me some PSP 4.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. Why don't we plug that?
Yeah, I have a birthday pretty soon. I want, like, some Xbox or, like, PSP. Like, please, guys.
Okay, her birthday is coming up. Do you have an Amazon wish list, Sugar?
Yes, I do. And, like, I put
it...
Yes, like, I put more stuff in my wish list at Amazon, and I send it to my Twitter, which is, like, _rush187, _. And, little notice, 187, it's a murder in American law.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Boy, you really got that whole criminal thing going there, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. You know, like all, I don't know, vibes around me. It's very kind, good, but still a little bit dangerous.
Okay. So you were asking for a birthday present. You want a PlayStation or which one?
I want a PlayStation with like two joysticks or like, okay, one or like some Xbox, whatever. You know, like I'm not like, I don't know, like advanced user. I just... Need like I will buy two DVD like Need for Speed and Tekken 5.
Right.
And I will be happy.
And then with those game consoles,
yes,
you can also stream your television
shows.
Yes,
and of course, like I take off my top, I take off my bra, like fuck it, and like I will let you fight me.
You gotta love it, folks. You gotta love it. All right, let's break away for another commercial break. We're gonna be right back. Right after this.
Hi, I'm Tia Cyrus, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Barthelet.
Save the date for Sunday, July 28th, for the opening night for Spearmint Rhino Torrance's Amateurs and Pros. Amateurs and Pros is the professional dancer auditions hosted by Triple X stars and celebrity hosts Gianna Stilts Taylor and James Barthelet. The auditions start at 10:30 p.m., and there's over $500 in cash prizes. Plus, the winner will also be featured in a special pictorial in Kittens Magazine. Sign up to be one of L.A.'s hottest new dancers. Just text organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Remember, party packages are available, and you can pre-book your table now by going to spearmintrhino.com. The event is 21 and over with ID, and we will see you on Sunday, July 28th at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance for amateurs and pros.
Hi, this is Foxy, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right. Enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by hotmovies.com.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updating news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news, with a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery from the latest movies being made, special events, industry performer profiles, and the latest entertainment news segments from AVN Live. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN really has it all. AVN will keep you coming back for more. The recent 2016 AVN Expo and an AVN Awards program that took place at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas was the place to see and be seen, and will be telecast on cable worldwide later this year. AVN.com really has it all, baby. What are you waiting for? Visit the site today at AVN.com.
Stone and Toss Me a Bag.
That's so and great.
You can download and purchase and buy that song on Apple iTunes, and it's on all over the place, and it's a really hot song. And
yeah,
Misty
guys,
Stone,
Super Power Girl, get it.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She really is. And she did that live performance during the Urban X Awards. People were standing up cheering. It was good. They were going crazy. And at the finale, she had this gun that shoots out ones, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, and shooting $1 bills. And people didn't know. They go, oh. And then finally somebody yelled out in the front row. They go, "It's." I think it was Luna Starr or Daisy Marie said, "It's real money." And everybody was like, remember that?
Yeah, people get crazy with this fun.
By the way, you and Gia did a wonderful job as the trophy girls. Yeah. They really, really did. They were the Trophy Girls for the 2019 Urban X Awards. This was your first time doing something like that. How did that feel?
You know, it's pretty cool. It's fun and like a lot of beautiful people. You can get on stage and like do some like silly things as I did. Actually.
Well, you were very statuesque and very together and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, like I'm little, like a little monkey. I cannot just stay straight and I need to move all the time. And like, you know, after this day, I had a bunch of little videos, like my boyfriend took it of me, like bunch of videos where like, yeah. I cannot stay and always dance, like show my tongue, like and all that things. And you know, it's funny because from one hand, it's like, porn award, and from second hand, and something which can make you feel like, ah, it's so happy, kid. Oh my god, that's so cool. Because I remember, like, when I was younger, like teenager, I take a part about a lot of some contents or yeah. something where you need to get on the stage and show yourself and like all that things. Yeah. That's funny.
It was an absolutely beautiful night. Congratulations to all of the winners of the 2019 Urban X Awards, and again, my thank you to everybody at the Urban X Awards for acknowledging all of my many, 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 many years in this industry and inducting me into the Hall of Fame. That was really a great thing.
You deserve it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Face it, you're cool.
Nothing. You're the cool one. It's all about you, baby. Come on. Yeah.
Okay, me too. We are.
So we got a lot of people watching us now on Facebook. Hello, John and Pawn and Shell and Raven, David, Justin. Boy, we got a lot of people. Camille's on there. We got a lot of people watching us right now.
Hey, guys.
We're going to cut the show a little short, you know, because this has been a very, very sad, tough day, a long day for a lot of us in the industry. Of course, you know, we lost Jessica James passed away yesterday. But we've got time for one more phone call. So call in right now. It's 323-203-0815. Tomorrow, we have Inside the Industry with James Bartolet. That's going to be on Vivid Radio. And that is going to be from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you tune us in, channel 415 on Vivid Radio. Rachel Cavalli and possibly Crystal will be with me and maybe a couple of
I will stop by with a couple of my jokes.
A couple of my jokes?
Yes. I tell you about some bullshit.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be good shit, whatever it is. All right, let's take one more call, shall we, Crystal?
Yes, take it.
All right. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from tonight?
Tim Cullen.
What's that again?
Tim Cullen from North Dakota.
Tim Cullen from North Dakota. Hello, Tim.
Hello,
I know you're a first time caller. Say hello to Crystal Rush, buddy.
Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hello, Tim. I'm fine. Thank you for calling to us. Ask something.
So go ahead, Tim.
Do you have any new come in, Crystal?
What's that? Hello?
Do you have any new scenes coming up?
Oh, he wants to know if you've got a new scene coming up.
Yes, I do have. And you know, like, I also wait for them. It's like Penthouse, for example, have two scenes with me.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
really?
Yes. It's like two hot scenes. First of all, one of them, like, with big star, big male star, it's like J-Mac.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
It's going to be hot and funny and very colorful. Like, so just like find it on Penthouse. And also I did a scene for a Brothers. I said it like with other huge male talent like Karen Lee. Mm-hmm. And it's fun and cool as well. So I also waiting for that scenes. And
underwater scene.
Yeah, and I think like this interesting fantasy like underwater sex, it's also cool because girl who shot with me, she's pretty new and pretty nice and we looks very cool together. So I have a bunch of stuff like a perf mom for Team's Kids, not only one what came out right now. So yeah. I have three more or so. Yes, so just stay tuned and like follow my Twitter and like I definitely will show you. what's gonna happen. And and also I have my OnlyFans, and just exactly today I've been editing video, my home video, especially for my OnlyFans. So during the next few days I put it on my OnlyFans to my Pornhub and many vids as well.
Very good.
Yeah, so you can find me.
I am
like
a member of your OnlyFans.
Oh wow!
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very appreciative.
Now, and don't forget that her birthday's coming up on October 5th, so, you know, we could send gifts over to her. But I think Crystal is planning on doing a special promotion that we're going to probably announce next week for her OnlyFans.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's going to be a cool thing. So keep a lookout for that.
Yeah, and I always tell you everything in my Twitter and Instagram. You can see what I have for you.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Tim.
I was just curious. I did Twitter her on Twitter. She was saying that she could give me a GUI countdown.
I can give you GUI. Yes, like DM me in my OnlyFans and I send you a video.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you. All right. Now, remember, that the girls aren't being evasive, but this is how they make a living. I know I probably got about a dozen inquiry DMs today from fans that were like, oh my God, Crystal's going to be on. I hope she gives me a JOI. We've done that before, and I know my other hosts over at Vivid do that. But the thing is, that's like giving away money. When you break it down, because this is what she does, the OnlyFans.
It's not so fair. For example, I can do it sometimes. Like, you know, like sometimes you can do things for free. It's like it's not important. Like I not become poor after like I lose like $10 or something like this. But you know, it's not so right for other talents. For example, they don't do it, and they try to keep that way to say make our industry like safe and like keep our money for us. But other one like just do it for free. It's kind of damping. I'm sorry to tell. It's like the same like if like I go for that rate to shot like for example boy girl and like someone try to like get it like for like less rate, and of course like why they need to shut like the different people if they we have like bunch of like for like little price like
I mean that makes sense. It's not a very
yes
heavy
like,
request
you can,
to make
you can call you know? Me greedy or so, but
no, you're not.
But it's our job and our life, and like I respect like my coworkers, and I don't want them like go lower or something or like do something for free what I can like sell as well as they are.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, and like for some promotion, yes, it's like easy. It's not a problem. And like I put some like little videos in my Twitter, like which is like very sexy, and it's like little part of my own like own sex, like everything. And like so, you can see this. But if you wanna get something more, so like no money, no honey.
I love that. That is that's the same for tonight, everybody. One more time, Crystal, say that again.
No money, no honey.
All right. I like that one. I like that. That says it right there. I mean, that's very true. I think what's happened is the audience has gotten so used to getting all of their porn for free. This is something personal that the woman will do. If you go to the OnlyFans and she'll custom make something calling your name out.
Yeah, and like, you know, like you buy little time of me because like, you know, like I go to my room, I put my camera on. Yes, I set my camera on and I start to talk to you through my phone. Like, so like in this moment, we're going to be together, like me and you. And like, I send it straight to you. So like, I give you like my wipe, I give you your custom order, like GUI, like wherever it is. And like, so you get it personally. And of course, like if you want to get like little piece of me, let's say it's like this. So like, give me this like, $10, it's not so big money. And we don't tell about like, okay, like give me 200 and I tell for 5 minutes like something. We don't ask about big money, like it's little video, it's not.
And you're a
money.
Very sexy woman and you're just bursting at the seams right now to do this, aren't you?
Yeah, and you know, for example, like I like to get into, for example, when I start to talk to you about like how I come into you very slowly, look straight to your eyes, and this moment you start to feel how your dick getting harder and harder, and like come closer to you and start very, very sensitive touch your body. Yeah.
Oh my God, I just got a pop right there, I tell you. All right, tell everybody where they could follow you online, baby.
So guys, please follow me. I'm super cool and you can find me.
And she's humble too.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay. Where can they follow you,
so,
Sugar?
So it's my Instagram and my OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
My OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Okay. My Instagram, OnlyFans, and Twitter has the same nickname, Raj187.
Okay. There's no underscore or
anything? Underscore you can put in Twitter and Instagram, but you know, even if you forget about these little underscores, you find me. I'm going to be first and only one who is Raj187.
Mm-hmm.
If you have underscores, it's from two sides. If you don't, they don't.
Very good. It says it right there. You can follow me on Twitter at James Bartolet and on Instagram at James Bartolet9. Don't forget my official website, which is jamesbartolet.net, galaxypublicity.com, insidetheindustry.net. I've got lots of personal appearances coming up in the month of October. Don't forget about the big birthday party I'm having on October 19th. That's going to be at Adults Only in Hollywood on Sunset and La Brea. Five lucky fans will get a chance to win a to get on
just,
the guest
yes,
list to
have
come.
Fun with us. Like, yeah, it's
also
cool.
Win a chance to go to the Night Moves Awards on October 13th in Tampa, Florida. And five lucky viewers, listeners, who get a chance to go to the Exotica Expo in October in Edison, New Jersey. To enter is real simple. Go to James Bartolet.
And have fun with us.
Oh, excuse me. The email is James at galaxypublicity.com. I really respect you. write into James at galaxypublicity.com. Were you paying attention to that? Thank you very much.
Ooh.
All right. You got to pay attention to that. All right. James at galaxypublicity.com. Please write in. We'd love to hear from our fans. Don't forget tomorrow, we're going to be on Inside the Industry with James Bartolet with the lovely Crystal Rush and Rachel Cavalli from 2 to 3 p.m. on Vivid Radio, channel 415.
Don't miss us tomorrow.
Yeah, so till next time, I'm James Bartolet.
And I'm Crystal Rush.
Good night and good sex.
Ciao, ciao.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.